name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I like to do a commentary on day 8 in the Bible verses from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, and it reads, "Therefore each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body," Ephesians 4, 25. I think about when I was growing up, and I did not like to rock the boat. I wanted things to be like a smooth lake. I didn't like people who were angry or, you know, loud or whatever. And so I was like a little, I call it a little chicken. I was fearful of people. And I've shared before that part of that fear was based in the fact that I had gotten mocked a lot because of my cleft palate and the way I spoke because of that. And so I like keeping things very low-key. I wanted to kind of ease in and out of situations. So that gave me a life that was really based in fear. And when fear is a backdrop of a life, it's very easy to lie about things. The lies can be so, they can come so easily that they don't even seem like lies, that we don't even know we're lying. In fact, someone has coined that acronym, denial. You know how we can be in denial. Don't even notice I am lying. That's how we get into denial. We get to the point that we don't even notice that we are lying. And I certainly lied a lot about the food-related issues. I have said before that, food is a comfort. And when food is in its proper place, and God is in this proper place, then the comforting that we get by food is fine. It's what God has. You know, even babies are comforted by food. I've seen, I've nursed my own babies, and I have definitely seen, my grandbabies nursed and other people's babies, and they come. They definitely, love the comfort of, being fed and being held and things like that. And so, yes, there are certain, when we're hungry and when we, I know even now, if I'm hungry and I've worked real hard and it's time to eat and time to eat my abstinent meal, boy, I'm grateful. I'm like, whew, it's very grateful. And when it gets out of hand, though, is when it becomes the center of life. That food is it. And that is all that I do, is run to the food. And I need to think that I'm going to get everything, all my needs met. And that's when food becomes a false god. It becomes an idol. Because the truth of the matter is that God is the supreme comforter. He comforts me in all my troubles so that I can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort I have received from God. And so I want to do that. I absolutely want to keep food in its right perspective so that I'm not prone to the lying that happens when I'm into the food. Like I said, it was a basic thing that I did, was lying about the food. And so, and the lying about the food actually spilled over into other areas too. Because when I was overweight, I would lie that I didn't know why I was so fat. I didn't know why. I think it was my metabolism. I can tell people that was my metabolism that I could not, that was why I could not, lose weight. Or I don't know what happened to, the stuff that was in the freezer. I didn't eat all that ice cream. And of course I did, you know. And but at a time, oh, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten all day. And those types of lies, they just became a big part of who I was. And to learn how to be clear, clean, and committed with my food is an exercise in honesty, rigorous honesty, learning how to tell the truth by something that I had been so dishonest about, and it spills over into other areas of my life as well. And so I need the Lord. In order to, like, I needed the Lord to help me to work with a sponsor and to be honest with her about what I was doing with my food. And then I need the Lord to help me in other areas of my life where I can lie because of fear. I was thinking about that as Dorothea was reading. I was going, yeah, what was the big lie that, the Lord convicted you of? And I was thinking it happened on Saturday. Believe me, it's probably other ones in between that time that I don't see, but I can definitely think about the one on Saturday. As I have grown in age, my husband and I both laugh at each other because we can fall asleep very easily. We can't burn the candle at both ends like we used to. And so I have definitely caught him nodding off at places, inappropriate places, and he does the same. So we had gone to the movies on Saturday, and I happened to look beside him, and he was sleeping, away. And so when he woke, and I had fallen asleep myself at it, but when he woke up, and I got on his case. I went, ah, yeah, you were nodding off there too. He says, I was. I said, yep, you certainly were. And I was acting as if I had not. I had known I had, So anyway, we had left the movies, and then when I went to the bathroom, the Lord kind of went, that's interesting, to me. And so I had to do like what this reading said. It was like, okay, God, all right, I really got myself in this one. Lying about that, that wasn't right. And please give me the willingness and strength to come clean, to say, nope, that wasn't true. I definitely was asleep too. You just didn't see me because he happened to be asleep, but I was acting as if I wasn't. And actually, my daughter had even asked me, did you fall asleep, Mom? And I said, no. And that was a lie too. So I had to tell on myself. And so I pray that I remember that. I have no need to be fearful of the things that I do that need to be corrected. I can talk to the Lord and ask him to please let me do the right thing. And he does. He gets my heart back to that place, of doing that. But also, part of this reading was about how we speak the truth in a loving way. Because one of the things is, I know in the past that I have lied because I was fearful of somebody getting angry with me, as I've said before. And I had an instance yesterday of really having to pray for the willingness to speak the truth in a loving way. I realized I have one child who, even when she was young, she had a tendency to, almost she had a temper that was unbelievable. And I look back on my parenting, and I realized, if I had to do it again, Lord, I really wish that I had prayed for strength to let her rail, but to stand my ground in what you have shown me to do. I can see now why in the Bible Joshua is told, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous, for you will, cause these people to inherit the land that, your God has given them. And that's, I am, I'm called to be strong and courageous. That means that God has to teach me how to speak the truth in a loving way so that if a person goes off the handle, I know that I did not necessarily trigger it. I didn't bring it about. I was just doing what God told me to do. And I had an opportunity to practice that yesterday. I did a lot of prayer before I needed to confront this child. And sure enough, she went off the handle on that. But it was okay because I didn't go off the handle. And I didn't back down. And so we were at a quiet standstill for some time. And then later on in the day, she came to me actually and apologized. So this is my point. God can train us in all the areas where we are weak. In every single area, He will show us. He will give us more than coping skills. You know, we don't have to, you know, go to a seminar necessarily to find a particular coping skills. God shows us in His Word. How do we cope? How do we live with life? How do we live in life and not have to run from life? He shows us that. And I'm grateful that He does. And I want to be a student to find out, you know, how to do that every day. So I want to sit at His feet, open His Word, drink it in.